Hey, what's up with you? Yep, BG here. We're gonna do number two. Yo, it wouldn't be a new wrinkle on the brain if I didn't get into Anunnaki stuff. Holla at your boy. So, yes, we're gonna do a four-part series. I'm gonna let y'all hear part one. I don't have a lot to add to this because it is 100% too profound for me to say, oh, I know better. Nope. This is one of them moments where, as I've done reflection, done some meditation, I know sometimes topics are just so big, I need to just be quiet, sit back, and let y'all hear what I heard, because y'all don't know what I know, obviously, but to add to that, that not only do you not know what I know, but it's that you're not hearing things from the source that I'm getting them from. So I'm going to unveil that. I have been very, very vague with my information before. The ghost, though, I was very clear about the ghost. So I was very clear there. But we'll do some stuff right here with Billy Carson, my homie. We're going to do some stuff real quick. Let's go on ahead and get it in. Check this out. Yeah, here we go.
Right, without further ado, Evidence of the Anunnaki on Earth by Billy Carson. Let's dig deep into some material right now.
You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the Anunnaki on Earth. Now, the Anunnaki themselves are not just one particular race of beings. Anunnaki is a multiracial species. Let's understand that. Multiracial, from multiple planets. Anunnaki, simply put, means from heaven to earth. People that came from heaven to earth. In other words, from space to this planet. This is an ancient text, not just in the Sumerian text. The Anunnaki are talked about in many texts. They're talked about in the Bible. They're called the Anak. They're the Neturu in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. I mean, I can just go on and on and on. And so these people were real to our ancestors, whether you want to believe it or not. They were real to our ancestors. You have the indigenous tribes of America that talk about their star brothers. You have the aboriginals in Australia talking about the fact that they were seeded on this planet, brought to this planet and seeded here by Pleiadians. This is not Billy Carson telling you this. These are our ancestors telling us this. Before I get going deep into this, let me get my shameless plugs out of the way. Of course, I'm the author of the Compendium of the Emerald Tablets, a beginner's guide. It's a bestseller on Amazon, and you can buy this book on Amazon.com as well as on my website, ForbiddenKnowledge.com. Also, my second bestseller, Woke Doesn't Mean Broke. And this book is right now doing phenomenal numbers. It was an Amazon bestseller, and of course, is also available on my website, Financial Literacy. Of course, with Forbidden Knowledge, we have Forbidden Knowledge TV. If you want to try it out, you can use coupon code 30 days free. 30 days free, all one word. Go to 4bk.tv and use coupon code 30 days free. You can watch Forbidden Knowledge TV on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, the iOS, Google Play, and the web.
I'm going to leave all those links in there because guess what? I want you to also do your due diligence. I've been listening to this man for at least 5 years. As soon as I saw someone that looked like me in the Ancient Alien series on History Channel, I was like, hold up. I don't trust nobody else. Let me go look at this brother. And he's doing great things. He's doing amazing things. For those who don't know, or for those who are hip-hop heads, this may really apply to you. Billy Carson is one of them cats that's been working with Dame Dash since day one. You feel me? Not day one, but recently. They definitely been working together. You feel? So when Billy Carson a year ago made his website, I was like, whoa, hold up. Dame Dash was just talking about a website. And I was on some Dame Dash shit, you know, kind of, you know, trying to be a mogul, walk like a mogul, move like a mogul, you know what I'm saying? I read his book, but then he put me on Billy Carson. I was like, whoa, double confirmation. It's one thing to see a brother, a black dude who looked like me. It's one thing to see a dude on TV talk for maybe a couple seconds, you know, 2-3 minutes in a hour-long episode of Ancient Aliens. That's one thing. However, to get it verified again by someone who's like, yo, I'm making this website. Hey, man, I got this dude Billy with me. You need to come with me. You need to come see what's happening. You need to come. Y'all need to come on. Y'all need to come on. But think about what happened to Dame Dash. We got to backtrack a little bit. Before I even get into Anunnaki stuff, I'm not even going to talk about what Billy Carson just said. What Billy Carson just said was amazing. Again, like I said, I got nothing to add to it. But I need y'all to understand, the dude's legit. Like, super legit. You understand? Like, I would not give you data from a dude that's not on the up and up. I wouldn't give you someone that's not in for your bettering. Right? He's not, you know, I wouldn't put you with somebody that's, like, out to get you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to do all that. You know, I would rather spread data that helps you in some way, gives you understanding in some way, and might touch you some way. I don't know. You know, that's a ring on the brain. You know, it might do something to you. You might feel something. You know? And I mean, that's what a wrinkle is. That's what the wrinkle is about. It's kind of what I'm doing this whole time I've been doing this podcast. And I mean, I'm happy I'm able to do it again, but I'm gonna let Billy take it over again, because he just has so much amazing data. He goes back into history because he's been there. He's been to them places. I'm gonna let him tell you again. I have nothing else to add to what he's saying. I just really want to at least show you where I'm getting it from. You know, when you're like, oh, yay, man, why you got that box? What's all that about? Hey, well, for those who don't know, physically in the real, yo, I walk around with a box, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to do something, I got my box with me at all times. My box got everything I need. You know what I'm saying? If I'm outside of my house, I got my box. Well, I'm walking with a backpack. Backpack looks kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hold on. What are you doing? You know, it's a bad look. After 2001, 9/11, black dude with a backpack don't look good. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I started walking around with a box. I just downsized, and I got a box, you know. Got my music on my phone, you know what I'm saying? I elevated my game, you know what I'm talking about? So, let's take another gander. I think Billy has a lot more for us. Let's go on. Billy? Mr. Billy? Mr. Billy? If you don't mind.
Go on and take it over one more time. And, of course, my mobile app, Unite the 99 social media app. Unite the 99 on your app store. It's a 5-star app. Doing very, very well. You can post images, links, videos. You can go live if you're a verified account. You can join groups. You can share information. And there are no algorithms. There's no suppression of information. So if you want to go there and feel free, you can go to Unite the 99. You can post content in there all day long. It's a combination of Facebook, Instagram features built into my own app. And I think it's a great app, and your post will show up in the order that it was made. None of this algorithm stuff. We don't do that there. This is me in Akrotiri, Greece. You know, I travel the world. I go all over the world. I go to places tracking down evidence of these Anunnaki beings. And one of the locations is Akrotiri, and this is in the Mediterranean. This is off the Aegean Sea in Santorini, okay? And I've actually been here twice. And this image is from one of the first times that I went there. Looking at this partially buried city that's being dug out, it was buried by volcanic ash, and just making note of all the technological advances that they had thousands of years ago that we're just now really getting now in today's current time. I mean, evidence of what looked like PVC piping, even though it's not made of the same plastic, it's evidence of sophisticated piping for entire city plumbing system. Toilets on the second floor that flush. Not only do they flush, but they also have a mechanism that takes the smell from the poop and takes it out of the house and pushes it away from the building. Okay? Takes it out. We need those today. We still don't have those. And just these megalithic blocks that have these, you know, 2-centimeter, 3-centimeter diameter holes bored straight through from one side to the other. We don't, you know, going through solid stone. Rebar, they actually used rebar in these structures 5,000 years ago. I mean, that's just incredible. And so I do a good job documenting this, and a lot of information about Akrotiri is coming out very, very soon. I've been to Teotihuacan in Mexico. I'm standing here on the Pyramid of the Moon, which was built by Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, also known as Quetzalcoatl in Mesoamerica. He built this pyramid. I'm standing on top of a pyramid that he built for his wife. It's actually eight pyramids in one. And behind me is the Pyramid of the Sun, which is an identical copy of the Great Pyramid at Giza, except it's 50% of the height of that pyramid. And here I am at the Pyramid of Kukulkan, who's also known as Thoth, down in the Yucatan Peninsula. And here I am again in...
I mean, like, he's just saying all this to verify, like, yo, I'm not BS, dude. Like, you know, I'm not coming at you with bunk data from, hey, I'm assuming this, and I'm just saying aliens. Similar to the guy who's been on Ancient Aliens with the crazy hair. You know, the guy with the crazy hair. Everything's aliens. Hey, well, you know, the moon just went full. And it's now not full. Aliens, man. Aliens. The fuck? Look, man. You know, we can follow breadcrumbs. We can follow people who assume things. That's fine. We've followed religion for quite some time. And that's just a group of people who assumed something, who canonized a book, wrote the book. Now everyone claims they've read the book, but turns out you didn't read the book. You've been talking to your preacher. You probably hear a couple words here and there. And guess what? You have yet to read the book to understand what's in the book. Any book. I don't even care what book you talk about anymore. That's how powerful the data I have is now. If you want to talk Torah, we can do that. If you want to talk Muhammad, we can have fun. Trust me, I know Islam probably better than you. Not calling everybody out, just saying it's a thing. We're gonna keep on moving. Yep, yep. I know I must be on something, especially when I start getting interruptions. Wow, this is fun. Okay, so it takes me back to the first time I did podcast. I'm sorry. Just reminiscing on the times when I would be interrupted by life and things would walk into my quote-unquote studio, aka garage, and you know, I'm over here trying to do something, and people are walking around, moving around, and shit does not help my podcast. You know what I'm saying? That can't have you in the background knocking stuff over. That's just not gonna work. Anyway, so I pause it. Sorry, I digress. It's not about me. I digress.
We can, that's tangible, that we can get a lot of data from, that we can analyze, that we can process through our own computer systems and come up with enhanced information about these clues to dig deeper into them and figure out how they connect to other things. So we have something here with this Great Pyramid, and what we found is that it's deeply encoded with advanced knowledge, which we're going to talk about today. Now, who built this Great Pyramid? Now, when you go to Egypt on your mainstream tour, you're gonna hear Khufu and all these other names of these pharaohs that try to claim that they built this pyramid. Didn't happen. Okay, those pharaohs didn't build not the Great Pyramid. Did pharaohs ever build pyramids? Yes. That's another thing that people seem to.
Yeah. Hold on. You're right. My first thought is right. Let me digress. I'm so sorry. Let me give you some context before we go deeper, because this is about to get serious. The Anunnaki story is about to completely break down what religion is. Sorry if you've stuck around this long, I owe you at least honesty. But I will also say, this is not coming from me. This is coming from someone else. Someone else is saying this. I can't refute what's going on. Again, I can't best what is being said. And even based on the book, the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, we're going before that. You understand? When we start talking about Sumerians, we are 10,000, 12,000 years back. When we start talking about Anunnaki plus Sumerian data, I've heard upwards of 33,000 years, 35,000 years back. there are documents from that far back. So if any religious group tells you there's another date for the beginning of the world, not only are they wrong, but they're doing that to do something different to you. We'll talk about religious control on another podcast, but I do want to address the Anunnaki. Because again, I'm walking around with the box and people don't get what I'm talking about. So, I mean, let's go ahead and go a little deeper. Dive a little deeper, guys. A little deeper. We're going to give it a couple more minutes. I don't want to go too hard in the paint. I pay for this myself. I don't mind paying for forbidden knowledge. It's something that, to me, is giving me more strength by knowledge, and knowledge is power. Before I continue, I just want to give you a quick short story. Just earlier today, I was able to possess a customer with power. You know, I'm not going to say where I work or what I did. What I'll say is this. I granted someone's request, is what I did. First, I granted a request. So I did. Hey, I want this, this, and this. Okay, cool. Not a problem. Bang, bang, bang. Done. Then I get the rebuttal of, oh my God, why does this happen? You know, I didn't do anything wrong, you know, and oh, this keeps happening to me. You know, real, real bummed out. Real, a lot of tones of sadness. Woe is me. I'm the victim. Oh, feel for me because I'm having a hard time. That's what I kept feeling. And when I was feeling that, I kept thinking, well, you're not a victim, technically. And, well, you are, but in a way, you're an empowered victim. And, you know, the person was like, what? And I was like, well, if there's anything I can do today, I want to at least possess you with one thing. Even though we can't complete everything you want, I can't give you everything. I can't give you the moon now. But what I can do is I can give you some power. Information is power. If there's anything I've learned over time, information is power. There was an issue with a large group. This large group I've worked for before. I'm not going to start naming names. I'll do that on another day. But long story short, I was able to help a customer, grant more authority to the customer, and also let them know that they have power even after the sale, before the sale. You have power as a consumer. There are things you can do. You do have sway. Your word does go further than most. Use your word. By us not saying anything, we're just as bad as the people who do bad things. I don't think that's too far off from what you're about to hear. But we have to question things first, because again, you have to question the builders, question who made these things, why, what's going on. As we begin to question, you're going to come to that same point of, whoa, what do I do with that data? No. You become more powerful with this data. Information is power. You're becoming powerful. I'm granting you power. I'm granting you a thing you never had, an understanding that you never would have thought of before, a thing you would have never watched before. You've sat there and probably watched Yellowstone. I haven't. You probably sat there and watched all of the brand new Star Wars, right? So you watched all the new Star Wars stuff, The Mandalorian, all that good stuff. Yeah, you got all bummed out when the girl got kicked off the show. Yeah, you watched that. You watched all that stuff. That means you spent more than 8.5 to 10 hours watching a movie/series. And you mean to tell me you don't have enough time to go get your mind right? You don't have enough time for a podcast that goes about an hour? Anyway, let me go on and keep this under 30 minutes because I hear too many motherfuckers bitching about it. So I'm going to give you a little more from Billy. I'm not going to take too much more of your time because apparently it's a problem. So let's just get one more toe into the water. And I need you guys to listen up. For real, for real. This is important. Okay?
Misconstrue when I'm talking. They try to take the information and twist it. I never said that pharaohs never built any pyramids. I'm talking about specifically the Great Pyramid. Now, What's interesting, although, even about the other pyramids, is that there was one master architect to these pyramids. One master teacher laid down the plans to everyone else and then taught the techniques on how to build these pyramids, the majority of them, not all of them. But in particular, the Great Pyramid was built by Thoth, the Atlantean priest king that ruled over the land of Khem for 14,000 years, long before it was called Egypt. Okay? And in the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, he says, "Builded I the Great Pyramid, patterned after the pyramid of Earth's force, burning eternally so that it too might remain through the ages. In it, I builded my knowledge of magic science," that translates into advanced technology, so that it might be here again when I return from Amenti. I, while I sleep in the halls of Amenti, my soul roaming free will incarnate and dwell amongst men in one form or another." And what he's referencing there is that these halls of Amenti that were discovered underneath the Great Pyramid complex, and I've actually been there. I've been to the one in Saqqara as well, which is also a hall of Amenti for his father, Enki. And I got into one of the rejuvenation chambers, and we have the live video footage of that. We have the 4K video, and that's going to be coming out in one of my newest episodes of Ancient Connections on Forbidden Knowledge TV. It's going to blow your mind. And what he's talking about is the fact that they had cloned themselves, not humans. They didn't take humans and clone humans. They cloned their own selves. They had their own bodies, their own sleeves, and they would transfer their consciousness into each individual body and walk amongst men, but unlike a man. And that while one body was laying in the rejuvenation chamber, they would walk amongst men. And when that body got worn out, they would put it back in a chamber, rejuvenate it, transfer into another body, and walk amongst men. This is why Thoth and Enki and Lil and all these people, they have all these names over so many thousands of years. Their names have changed, but it's always the same person, because they've lived so many millennia across time by transferring consciousness, which is something that we're now just starting to do in what we call modern science. We have the Avatar Project by DARPA, where they now can connect a soldier's consciousness to a field robot that's doing battle. The soldier is in an underground bunker. The robot is out in the field on the battleground. And the only thing that happens if that robot gets blown up or damaged is the symbiotic link is severed. The soldier stays alive. Also, you have 2045 Project, 2045.com, 2045.com. Check it out. Ray Kurzweil, he's got his project. He's been doing this now, working on this project for a couple decades. They've already transferred a monkey's consciousness into a computer, and the body is gone. The body has been dead, but the monkey is still alive in the computer. It's eating bananas. It's climbing trees. It doesn't even know it's in a computer. The body's gone. By 2010, that was done early in the 2000s. By 2010, they were supposed to transfer human consciousness into a robotic body, which has already been done by DARPA. So I'm quite clear that they've done that by now. The main goal was by 2045 was to be able to clone a human person from their own skin cell or for their own DNA to any age specified, and then transfer their consciousness into that new body so they can continue to live on. Okay. That's the 2045 project. We're doing right now today what was already being done tens of thousands of years ago by these people that some call the Anunnaki, some call the Atlanteans, some call the Nitiru, the gods, the Olympians, the Pantheon, all the same exact people.
I would have him repeat that, but you need to do your own diligence as a listener. I've gone deep. So deep, I got lost in my own sauce. 2021 was not a friend of me. No. It made me a friend of me. Because it wasn't a friend to me, so it made a friend enemy. Friend enemy. Friend enemy. From friends, people became enemies. There's a couple that stuck around. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you, the listener, that stuck around this long to even hear me talk right now. I'm just going to add a couple things to what he was talking about. Here's what I can add when it comes to modern day information and data. Social media is playing with you. I'm going to say it one more time. Social media is playing with you. Your mind's been skewed. You've been played with. You've been manipulated. Your anger is becoming the fear. Your fear is being manipulated in the algorithm in order to keep on showing you the same thing that scares you, that freaks you out. The same thing that makes you click and sit there and watch a car crash is exactly what Facebook uses to make you look at news articles, to make you believe certain portions of news, not everything that's out there. This is not your fault. This is something that's happening within the algorithm. It is all in the terms and conditions. However, who reads that?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. It's real. Like, really, nobody has time for that. The terms and agreements are so long within Facebook. When you first get the app on your phone, if you read it, it takes about a day or two to 100% understand exactly what they mean by every term and agreement. A lot of these terms and agreements are not only location finding, meaning they can find your phone, but it's also location listening, meaning when you're on location outside of your normal location or your normal bubble, if you're anywhere outside of your bubble, guess what? The system starts talking hard, especially on your phone. Now, we freak out a couple times a month from what I've noticed on, oh, so-and-so got banned today. Oh, so-and-so was removed. Oh, well, so-and-so said this, this, that, and the other, and now they're no longer on this platform. What the real fuck are we doing? And the fact we're not saying anything, that means we're just as complicit as the people who are making a bad decision. Silence is not always golden. Silence can sometimes be you agreeing with complete fuckery. You know what? The silence after Biden told America, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Excuse me? Was I the only person in America who was offended? Because I felt that moment right there was when Martin Luther King rolled in his grave. Now, we can go ahead and say, oh, well, Martin Luther King couldn't have rolled in his grave. He's dead. Well, yeah, true, he's dead. But he'd roll in his grave about a vaccine mandate. He'd roll in his grave about a whole process of possible passports. Passports, I'm hearing? You serious? So I can't leave the state of Texas. I mean, don't get it twisted. I can move around in Texas like water to it, like fish to water. You understand? Like, I can go anywhere we need to go. I've been fishing all around San Antonio, Texas. We've gone down to Galveston. We've gone down to Corpus. We've gone to the places you need to go to get these fish. I ain't never seen a mask. I ain't been told to put on a mask. Now, if I'm out there fishing, I get told to put on a mask all of a sudden, I'm going to have a problem. Because guess what? They're going to take me in. Nope, not me. Here's the kicker. Here's what gets me about all this. Everything going on. Plus this new data, right? Someone would simply say, what am I supposed to do with this? What am I supposed to do with this new information? This is crazy. This is beyond the history I've ever heard. This is beyond what we've gotten from the History Channel. It's just beyond what we've been given before. That's okay. That's why I'm here. So I'm going to listen to the long pieces so you ain't got to do nothing. What I'm letting you know, based on what you've heard so far, they're at one point biblically, like the reason the Bible exists would have been simply to, hey, we don't like what you think. We don't like what you've been doing. We're going to give you this book. Here's the book. Follow the book. And this book will now save you and take you to a beautiful place of pleasure and happiness and treasures. Think about what I'm saying. The Bible did that. Why would you make a Bible to do that? Well, because what was occurring in the thought processes before was not under control. The thought processes before were out of whack. They were everywhere. They were all over the place. People praising all these different gods and goddesses and lineages and paths. And how do we quantify all this into one thing? Okay, you make a book and you spread it. Doesn't seem difficult now that I'm saying it out loud, because we're doing that right now with social media. if you're having a hard time thinking of should I get on Twitter now or not, yeah, that was probably the same time that people in biblical times were thinking, should we roll with the Romans who have a Roman Catholic Church, or should we keep on doing what we've been doing? We know the latter story. We know exactly what the latter story is. We're not worried about that. The people who left in 40 years and 40 days or whatever the fuck in the desert. Okay, all that bullshit happened. Cool. That's cool. However, did anybody ask about what happened to the people they were leaving? Have you ever actually asked yourself, hey, what happened to the Egyptians after they dipped? Better yet, before they dipped out. Because if they dipped out and they left, what were they leaving? Hold on. Why were they leaving? We're leaving a lot of questions on the table. When we're talking about Egyptian history, it seems so far-fetched. No one asks questions. I remember being in fourth grade, and the words didn't make sense to me. And I remember walking through the Egyptian studies portion of the exhibit where all the archaeology of Egypt was all there on display. For your fourth grader me is listening to the lady who's like conducting the tour, and she kept mentioning, Ra and the Ramses lineage, Ramses the first, Ramses the second, Ramses the third. These were all the times when, like Billy Carson was talking about, that pyramids were built. So you had, Ramses the first, who would have built up a mausoleum for himself. He was a very selfish man. And there was a whole story of how Ramses II, who was apparently born with some type of defect, was like the bastard child. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely not exactly, hey, we ain't gonna put him up front, to keep him to the back, He was one of those kids. But when it came to Ramses III, however, that's a reign that does something different. That's when we start seeing a different type of archaeology. So here's where Billy Carson and what I understand and what everyone else should understand for Egyptian history. We should acknowledge that, yes, there is at one point a change in archaeology, a change in how we made monuments. I don't think it was always the same. And especially when you look at Karnak versus the Great Pyramid, they don't match. They look very different. The whole size of the complex is different. But you know what? I again would be speaking from assumptions. I'm not going to do that. I think it's better that I let Billy continue. And I think he has a lot you're going to learn from. So check this out. This is only part one of a 4-part series. So understand, I'm not giving you everything. I'm not going to play this whole 1 hour and 21 minute podcast, but I will totally give you what you need to know to begin your journey. There's so much more. Ancient History on History Channel is a very good start. However, it is not the end all be all. There's so much more information you're not watching. So if you're sitting there watching Yellowstone, or your chick wants to see the new Ozark, and you're like, hey, well, when are we going to sit here for 5 days and binge it? No, here's the thing, guys. Seriously, binge this. Binge this right here. Binge stuff that breaks your brain. Binge items that take you to a place you have never been before. That's what I'm here for. I am just the wrinkle in the brain. I'm just BG. I cannot tell you what to do. I cannot force you to do shit. I really can't. I can't force you to do a thing. But what I can do is I can break your brain just enough to say, hey, you can look into that? Or, hey, maybe you should check that out. Zombies, bro. Zombies. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Zombies, dude. Zombies are, yeah, zombies. Why not? No, I'm totally kidding. I'm joking. But on some real shit. Check this out. More from Billy Carson. Billy Carson, if you don't mind. Mr. Billy. Billy! Take it away.
All the same exact people. Here's a picture of me inside the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid. And you see I'm standing in front of that box right there. Now, this pyramid is first of all, it's massive. the photos can never do justice as to how incredible it is to be inside of this pyramid and being standing in front of it. First of all, with over 2 million blocks of multi-ton stones, it creates a gravity bubble around the pyramid, okay, because of the sheer mass. There's a time dilation that happens. So when you stand next to the Great Pyramid, it's already been scientifically calculated and proven, time actually slows down for you by standing, by just standing next to it. Right here, you see a picture of me standing next to that pyramid. Time is moving for me at that moment when I was there. Time was moving just ever so slightly slower for me than somebody standing further away from the pyramid because of time dilation, because of the mass and warped space-time. That itself is incredible. And when you're standing next to this thing, you can just feel the energy. You can feel the power. This is why you have to come on the tour of Egypt with me, the Forbidden Tour of Egypt. That's going to be October 22nd, 2022. But seats are filling up fast. Only 50. Well, not, it's literally less than 50 because I have my camera crew, security, the guide, the Egyptologist, myself, Elizabeth Huckstra. And so really 40 seats. Available 40. So out of the 40, we probably have about, I don't know, 12 or 13 seats left. Okay. But you can register on forbiddenknowledge.com and you can get registered to come on this private tour with us. We're going to go underneath the Great Pyramid. We're going to go down looking for the halls of Amenti. We're going to meditate underneath the pyramid. We're going to go into the King's Chamber in the pyramid and do a private meditation there. We're going to have private access. Nobody allowed to touch this pyramid except for us at that moment. We're going to be given the, you know, the green light, so to speak, and the red carpet will be rolled out for us as we have the power to secure private access to this structure and the Great Sphinx as well. So you don't want to miss that.
Just proof the man is about what he's talking about. He's been doing this for a long time. He's been doing these tours for a long minute as well. Please go check out Billy Carson, forbiddenknowledge.com. That's the letter. That's the number four. And then letters would be the number four. And then the words biddenknowledge.com. You can find this under podcasts. You are going to have to pay for this. It's not cheap. So if you want to get some more data before I present it, please have fun. Forbiddenknowledge.com podcast with Billy Carson. That's where you want to be. If you're not doing that, that's cool. I'll keep delivering small pieces here and there. I can't play everything, but I can at least give you a dose, just at least a kicker, a piece, a symbol. You know what? I might be able to give you a wrinkle. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to put new wrinkles on your brain. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm here for. Appreciate you guys for checking this out. Again, this is part one of four, so there will be more. Please hang in there. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. From me to you, I love you. Yep, yep. Until next one.